Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Grant and Dan on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Change up in the dirt. He struck him out. Steven Strasburg fans the side in the bottom of the seventh. He's got a dozen. Zobrist, Russell, and Hayward all down swinging. Seven shutout innings for Steven Strasburg.
Grant and Danny live from the theater at MGM National Harbor for the Junkies Poker Open, presented by Potomac Metals, your area recycler. You've tried the rest, now scrap with the best. Dave Jagler on the call. As heard right here on The Fan yesterday, we've got every pitch, every swing of tonight's decisive fifth game of the division series right here on 106.7 The Fan. Danny and I will be live from the ballpark with a pregame show from 6:30 to 7:30. What would you tell Steven Strasburg if you got to talk to him today? That is the question. What would you tell Michael Taylor? We're going to the phones. Chelsea Janes of the Post in 11 minutes right here on G&D. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Bobby in D.C. on line two. Bobby, thanks for the call. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Grant? Just calling. I was listening yesterday, and it was hard to listen, man. You said Strasburg was going to go 5 1/3 and give up 2 runs, man. He came out there and he killed it.
He stepped up.
He's made for this. He's made for this.
I don't know if he was made for this, but he pitched his butt off yesterday.
Certainly
yeah.
did. He was
I thought
incredible.
He'd be good. I didn't think he'd be one of the best division series start that we've ever seen.
Given the circumstances, I mean, given the weather, how he was feeling, his yep. own personal demons, the backdrop of a good lineup that was built to beat him with all the lefties in. I mean, there is everything possible working against you. The complete cluster bingus of the previous 24 hours, where the team looked so bungled and mismanaged and confused and not on the same page, and multiple messages have to go out. They had to have a press conference to clarify
about
the press conference.
Well, how about he went to sleep the night before the start not thinking he'd pitch? He woke up thinking, maybe I can pitch.
Let's give it a go.
He showed up at Wrigley Field not knowing he'd pitch because he wanted to talk Dusty into letting him start, which apparently he was able to do. So a few hours before the game, it was then known by Steven Strasburg and his teammates that he was going to be on the hill. Jason Wirth was asked after the game yesterday when he found out, and he said, I showed up at the ballpark. I looked at the lineup on the wall. It said Strasburg, and I said, okay, here we go.
Let's go.
Rob in Frederick, line three. You're on Grant and Danny. What's up?
Hey, Rob.
Hey. I'm so excited. I wanted to sing a song for Steven Strasburg and the boys.
All right. Well, we'll let you do that, I guess. Go ahead.
Here it is. I'm going back to my Shakespeare days. It goes, cry havoc and let slip the dogs of war. They'll keep on fighting you and still come back for more. When there's a job to be done and a game to be won, they'll be back to keep the score. Cry havoc and let slip the dogs of war. Go Nats!
Thank you very much, Shakespeare.
Well done, sir. Well done,
sir. I appreciate that. I have no idea what just happened, but I think I liked it.
There was a British gentleman with a lovely, kind affect, good voice, mm-hmm. singing about war and dogs and Steven Strasburg. I'll allow that today, to be honest with you. If you need to put your praise in song, I guess I'll smell what you're stepping in. It's weird to me, but God bless you.
I'll take that over event clock. That over screaming at each other, that over people calling in, telling us they're ashamed of us.
Yeah, I'd rather have that happen than why did this happen again to me, DC sports fan? I live in sadness and a pool of dread and terror. Like, I'd rather have that.
Let's go to Red, who is in Springfield. The phones are yours at 800-636-1067. Want to know what you'd say to Strass and to Michael A. What's up, Red?
I just want to talk to you about the question of loyalty as far as decision-making a manager in baseball has. In other words, you know, you have fans in the city, you have whole teams and organizations, but if you base decisions on wishing and hoping a player can turn it around, is that misplaced loyalty? Is that, I'm not questioning a character or knowledge, but instincts are questionable. If everything is based on wishing and hoping somebody can turn it around, you know what I'm saying?
Jason Wirth?
Yeah, who do you mean specifically?
Yeah, well, basically, I didn't want to bring up names, but yes, basically, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, bring up names. No, you're on the right show for that. Thanks for the phone call. Yeah, Jason Wirth should not be in the lineup today. He should not. It's not okay that he will be. He's going to bat second. Now, I say that knowing he may very well hit a home run. And by the way, I hope he hits four and every single one of you screams at me for a week.
I'd love it.
And tells me how dumb I am. Because I will take that. Frankly, he owes me a home run or two. He owes all of you a home run.
You know what he
two.
Owes you? A ground ball with a runner on third base to score a free run. Because he didn't do it in the Dodgers series in Game 5. That's why they lost. Couldn't do it last night and was bailed out by Addison Russell punting a ball around the infield.
The Cubs are going to start Kyle Hendricks. Kyle Hendricks is a right-handed pitcher. Jason Wirth in the last 3 years. This is not a small sample. This is not three innings. This is not three at-bats. This is not three games. This is not three series. In the last 3 years of baseball has
years.
Hit 2-11 off right-handed pitching. It is inexcusable and unacceptable to bat him in the top third of your order against a right-handed pitcher. There is no reason for it. Other than that, you want to give him a Lifetime Achievement Award for his accomplishments here. I'm glad that Jason Wirth signed here. He had a better career here than I anticipated him having. It's exciting that he gave the Nationals all the wonderful memories he did. And there is a role for him on this team. Jason Wirth could start in playoff games against left-handed pitching. Jason Wirth could give you a great late inning at bat because he's so patient and he takes close pitches and he's got a great strike zone discipline. Jason Wirth is an asset for a championship level club. Jason Wirth should not be an unquestioned every game starter. We don't think twice about it because he's our guy in left. We are past that. He is almost 40 and he is not the same player that he was at one point in time. Dusty Baker needs to wake up this morning and decide, as he looks himself in the mirror, I have been patient. I have given him opportunities. He cost our ball club dearly yesterday. I was bailed out by Steven Strasburg and Michael Taylor. The lineup found him twice, once with a runner at third, he couldn't get home, once with the bases loaded when he struck out. This is no longer okay. Adam Lind, he hit 300 this year. He's 2-for-2 in the series. He's left-handed, and you've got a right-handed pitcher who Jason Wirth didn't fare well against going. Adam Lind, this is an easy choice. This is not like me saying something crazy based on analytics. This is just a common-sense point that most people in this room right now agree with.
Beyond that, and people are going to go, well, are you going to replace other guys that haven't hit well? Because nobody's hit well in this series. Look at some of these averages. Trey Turner, 067. Bryce Harper, 133. Zim down to 188 after going 0-for-4. Murphy, 125. Rendon, 143. They read like a horror show.
How many of them are below average defensive players? How many of them have hit 210 against right-handed pitching in the last 3 years?
That's point one. Point two, the easy replacement is there for Jason Wirth.
Right. How many of them have a 300 hitter who was one of your best offensive players this year when he got opportunities on the bench ready to fill in for him?
So it sounds like, and a lot of people get mad at us, and that's fine. We will be adults and have a Sports Town conversation whether you guys like it or not. People get angry. It's like, you're being so mean to Jason Wirth, the inspirational leader, and who knows if he throws a temper tantrum. We can't have that. The direct replacement is there and it's available. The other guys, there isn't. Wilmer Defoe hit under 200 for the month of September. He was awesome for about 7-8 weeks. That was a great story. That was right in my face. That's cute. That's cool. No thank you with the world on the line. I don't need that. You're not putting Brian Goodwin in over Bryce Harper. You can start to go down the list. Jason Wirth, when he came back from injury, was a 130 hitter. A 130 hitter down the stretch,
okay.
And he hasn't done squat
these playoffs. Let's say you want to get Lindon, Danny. You're going to put Lindon over Zimmerman, who hit the three-run homer, who had the only run-scoring hit with two outs in the series before Michael Taylor.
And he's also a butcher defensively, Lind is, at first base.
Of course. Now, he's not much better in left, but you're going from, on a 1-to-10 scale, Wirth, who's a 5-out-of-10 in left, to Lind, who's a 4-out-of-10 in left, to get perhaps more offensive performance. And by the way, you're going to replace Lind when they go to Quintana potentially.
Thank goodness they replaced Jason Wirth with a lead last night.
Yes.
Brian Goodwin, please and thank you.
Brian Goodwin, defensive replacement. Dusty did that. I give him credit for that. Baker did a lot of good things yesterday. The Wirth batting second thing, which was before the game even started,
we knew,
was probably the biggest issue, if you could take one. It backfired. It hurt them, but it didn't cost them the game. So the question, to get back to the original premise of the call about loyalty, I can't sit here and tell you loyalty is a bad thing, because loyalty to Michael A. Taylor by Rizzo, by Baker, is why he flourished this year and he hit the Grand Slam yesterday. Loyalty to Steven Strasburg to have him
to
go
Defoe himself
in
game the
one.
Season, yeah.
Well, I'm just talking about yesterday's game.
Oh, yesterday,
game.
Sure, yeah.
But to have him go in game one and to be ready to go in game four and then to give him another shot when he said he was ready, when you weren't sure if he was healthy enough. There's a lot of good that comes from loyalty. To me, this is bigger than that theme, though. This is just baseball IQ stuff. I've got a guy who doesn't hit right-handed pitching well, who's scuffling terribly at the plate. And one more point on Worth. Forget this series. Pull up his September numbers. He did not hit in September at all.
130.
He hit 130 in the last month of the year. This is not new. Something's got to be done. I am expecting that Worth will start today and will probably bat second.
He will start and bat second because they won yesterday, and they just win, though, and Dusty Baker is one of those. He's going to roll that right out there.
Grant and Danny, 106.7, the Fan. Chelsea Janes of the Washington Post is next. FP Santangelo at 11:30. We're talking Nats all day long on GND. Game 5 tonight at Nats Park. You better not be able to speak tomorrow. Blow out some vocal cords at the Southeast facility that has become one of the most winning in all of baseball this evening. You're listening to The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.